Am.
Heyo, 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 Outliers, Niyama Shang here, and thank you so much for letting me be a part of your journey. We're here on the Outliers Edge podcast where we champion the leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity. And we do that by helping them leverage what makes them different to make their biggest difference in the world. And on today, we are joined by an outlier who knows how to make a difference, not just for herself, but through her clients and the people that they serve. Right, we have the amazing pleasure of spending time with Patrice Davis. Patrice, how are you today? Thank you so much for making the time to be on here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I am doing well. Thank you so much. Looking forward to our conversation.
Same here, same here. Patrice, if you're good with it, I would love to just share a little bit about the impact that you've had on me so far. Are you good with that?
I'm good with that.
All right, cool. So, Patrice, like what I get about you or the impact that you've had on me is like the it's like the element of like smooth creation is what I feel, right? So we've had a chance to talk, and every time we talk, like not only are you like grounded, there's something that in it that has this like frictionlessness to you. And it becomes very easy to get into groove, into a jam with you. And I think you're just living, but my experience of you has been one of like, yeah, it's almost like it's like polished frictionless. And so smooth creation is what I feel like. I feel like, oh, I can just move. I have room to move the groove. And it's something about the way you go about it that creates that. So I want to make sure I share that with you here. And I'm looking forward to see what we smoothly create together in this conversation here. Thank you for letting me, thank you for let thank you for actually showing up so strongly such that I could have that. Have that experience of you. I've shared a bit about you from how I've experienced you. What I would love to know, and hope you can share with our outliers today, is a bit about you personally, as well as like really the different world that you are creating.
That's a good idea. That makes a great point. So to know about me, so I am an immigrant woman. I came to this country as a child, fully assimilated to a certain extent into American culture, raised my children here, been married, divorced, and now the owner of a consulting business. And it's interesting that you said that I am, helping to facilitate change in the world because the work that I do as a grant compliance consultant is we make sure that recipients around the country, whether it's a university or nonprofit or for profit that may be in the med tech or the ed tech space, or maybe even a local government agency, when they get their multi-million dollar grants from the federal government, we make sure that the grant, does what it's supposed to do. Maybe it's to house people who have been homeless. Maybe it's to help youth move through or, a life-changing mentorship program. Maybe it's a global health project of some sort. And so, so that's how through the work that we do, we're helping to facilitate change. But I'm not just an entrepreneur. I think part of what you're feeling when you mention the frictionlessness is the fact that, in addition to all of those things, I consider myself pretty open. I'm at that stage in my life where, I don't have, I don't have, I'm not hiding. I'm actually being my full self. It's taken some time to get here. And as a result, I don't have any blocks up, And so, so I would say that it's just interesting that you brought that up. So I wonder if that's what you're feeling. The final thing I'll add to that is one of the things that we do for our clients that maybe you're also sensing in our conversation is we take away all the confusion and the we basically bring clarity to our clients when it comes to, their big responsibility. We break it down into nice morsel-sized pieces and we keep calm. And we make sure that they can rest easy about, their obligation for this multi-million dollar grant. And so I've been told by several clients that, they can rest easy because they know that we're doing this work. And even when we're in, tense moments, I've been able to kind of maintain a sense of calm. And so I think I think, maybe that's what you're sensing. And I also think that everything that I've been doing so far is what's led me to be calm in my personal life. And also, I guess it's also showing up professionally.
Awesome. Now, Patrice, you've opened a door that I would love to walk into. You because like we'll talk more about well, we'll see. Like, I don't know where we're gonna go, right? But the door that you opened up here is you said everything that I've been doing has led to this, there are let me put it this way. I think that it's very hard to not experience you. That's what I get the sense of. Like, I'm like when we like in every conversation, the thing for me is like you're able to, there's a flow to you. There's a natural flow to you, right? And I'm saying this here right now in this in the context of this because you also talked about like calm, right? And what I appreciate about your calm is that it doesn't necessarily feel calming. All right. I'm about to say that it feels frantic or hectic or anything like that, but like a lot of times when I when people are in like they're like, oh, I'm the essence of calm. It's there's like slow talking. There's like we're setting the lights a certain way. There's like scents in the air, and everything is in that space. I don't get that with you. I just get flow. I get you're like, cool, we're here. Oh, we're doing this. No problem. Like it just it feels. I have a word that I'm trying to bring. Like my wife watches she, one of her favorite movies is Mean Girls, and so she'll be like, "Stop trying to make fetch happen." But this is a word for me, and it's whelmed. It's whelmed. There's we talk about overwhelmed. We can be like, "Well, that was underwhelming," but there's no like whelm, And I feel like you're like, there's stuff going, lots of stuff going, but I'm just whelmed, not overwhelmed, not underwhelmed, just we got it, and so like it's who you are being comes through really strongly.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, when I say I think so I think that I've always been an introspective person, but I think that you can be introspective and still be kind of anxiety ridden. As a matter of fact, the introspection can lead to more anxiety sometimes.
Tell me about
But
it.
I think that just I think that the changes that I've been going through since 2020, and I think a lot of people have experienced changes since 2020. My 2020 coincided with me starting the business and trying to build something in the middle of the chaos and the uncertainty. And as a result, it forced me to go inward. Part of the reason you may sense a different kind of calm, is because I'm also a taskmaster. So I'm when I say taskmaster, that's probably not, I'm very task oriented. But I think I do it in a way that may be calming. I don't know. But the reason I say that is because I'm so task oriented, when all of those things were happening in 2020 and 2021, it forced me to go inward. And as a result of going inward, I learned things about myself. I learned to accept a lot of things about myself. I learned to take the mask off, which I'm still taking off. I learned to step out of the box, still stepping out of the box. I always describe my box. I'll be more than happy to talk about my box that I'm stepping out of. I probably shouldn't call it my box, the box. And as a result, I've just grown in certain ways. I think being an entrepreneur, if you take it, depending on how seriously you take it, you're going to try to improve as an entrepreneur, and as well, you're also developing yourself as a person. And I think just all of that's happening. And so yeah, I think that's what I mean by I'm sort of been preparing myself for this moment.
Well, I am curious if you don't mind like sharing a little bit about the box here and where you are right now. And the context here is like I realize I have a privilege. And so as you're talking, I'm like, wow, I'm really privileged to be able to talk to Patrice about this. Like there's many different conversations you're in, and I'm sure that this doesn't come up. And but I also recognize is that like as outliers, we're out here. There are shifts that we need to make for as entrepreneurs, there are shifts that have been happening for us since the pandemic. And then there's also like this the ongoing shift of being more you, you know. And so like it's something that can be said, but it's another thing to actually go through it. And so especially as you keep stepping like leveling up and stepping up, I'm very curious about your experience and things along that line. So thank you for walking down this path with us and
Yeah.
share it in this way.
You're welcome.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the box beforehand and then a little bit about like where you would say things are now.
Yeah, so I think, and I've been describing this since 2022. I since May, I'll say spring actually of 2022, I've been going through what I think is an unboxing process. And that's literally how I describe it. So I think that being, and I don't think this is unique to immigrants, but being a working mother of three children, who wanted obviously for them to succeed as much as possible. I obviously wanted to succeed as much as I could in my position. I of course was married. I think as I was trying to be the best as that I can in all three areas of my life, forced me in a box. Because you know, when you're the mom, when you're the employee, and when you're the wife, there leaves very little space for you, the person. There's a mask you put on when you go to work. There is a good mother role that you're playing. You're making sure that your children are in all the AP classes, that they have their 3 point XYZ GPAs, and they're getting into all the schools and all the things that it requires to make sure that they're on the right path to be able to do that. And then as a wife, you know, trying to navigate a not so great marriage, you lose yourself. And so I believe, as a person who's always considered herself to be a nonconformist, that I jumped into a box. And so I spoke in a certain way that's not 100% me, you know. So at work, I became corporate, and around my children, I was mom. But in reality, I'm loud. I can be vulgar if I want to be, you know, sometimes I'm just all of these, I'm very animated. And so all of those things were stuffed inside of a box for many years. And so I've been unboxing and taking off the mask little by little since then.
I appreciate it because I when you said unboxing, I don't watch these, but I think about like things on like YouTube and other places where they're like, hey, we just got this in the mail. Let's actually come in and see the process of me opening this up here. And I'm appreciative that in this moment you're like, hey, look, like not only you're unboxing, but it's like you're allowing us to see some of the process behind it, and where it goes. So through this process, like you're still in the unboxing process, is that correct? All right. And that was I realized as I said, I'm like, that's a trick question, because I think like once the box starts getting opened, like it's really like you just keep finding out more and more and more along the path. Let me ask you then, what was the most challenging part of this unboxing process for you? And it might be I think there's probably two areas where I would like to look at it. One for you, like individually, and then the other part of it, like you in relation to, you mentioned a number of different relationships, you mentioned a number of different roles that you had. So firstly with you, but then also in terms of like the changes in each of those different roles as you are unboxing along the way.
Yeah, so I'll talk about me specifically. So first, and so I would say, you know, as I'd mentioned it, that you know, when we first started our conversation, I'm a pretty open person, and I think sometimes when you're very open, you know, if you're not careful, you let the wrong type of person in, right? I don't think I've had a lot of those instances, but I'm just very open, and so I'm learning to modulate that openness, but still be myself, because I truly am a kind of person. I can have a conversation with anyone. I can, you know, I can have fun. I can find fun and find good in almost any situation. So that's what I mean by, you know, being open. Definitely not being naive, far from that, but just being open. And so, being comfortable with being that open person and not feeling like I have to put up, put up like walls or anything like that. I don't want to have to put up walls. And I think that the more care, as a result, I'm more careful about the friendships that I maintain. Just a different, I just feel like I'm much more comfortable with who I am as that person who is comfortable in almost any situation. So I don't know if that makes sense, but that really is something that's,
Let's stay with it, because like if you don't know if it makes sense, and I'm like, well, let's see if it does, right? Firstly, when you say does it make sense, I like typically want to like see, like, are you getting any sensations as you say that? Like, if you like, are there any sensations in your body? Like, I like to take that question to that place.
It's funny because as I was saying it, I was kind of feeling a tightening in my stomach because I think it's because I just really I'm really, really focused on wanting to be who I am without any restrictions. And if who I am without restrictions is a person that's open, then why should I put up walls when in fact I just want to experience the world and all of its goodness without having to feel like I need to protect myself in some way? But I just think that in business, in relationships, you still have to kind of protect yourself, not protect or hide away, but you still have to be, you just have to make wise decisions and protect yourself, protect your business, and just trying to find that balance between the sense to protect, a sense to protect, and also wanting to be open at the same time. So that's where I think I'm still trying to figure that out. And as it comes to to answer your other question, I would say probably the work. I think shedding that the part of the box that was tied to being in a certain work environment and I couldn't be myself. I had to conform. I always joke, I'm from the Caribbean, that like Friday evenings, or as soon as I got into the parking lot and got into my car, I was blasting reggae and dancehall music because I was like, finally, I can be myself again. But no, I think just shedding the work thing, right? And all because I also come from a com I also worked in compliance. My work is compliance centered, and so, I think just being in that kind of work environment and then shedding it so that I can be myself in my business is something that I'm still working on, taking off that mask. They talk about how sometimes as people of color, you have to put on a mask. There's a very popular poem. I can't remember the name of the poet from the Harlem Renaissance that wrote this book about I mean, this poem called We Wear the Mask. And so, I'm finally getting to the point where that mask, I can put down that mask. I can be myself in client calls. I don't have to sound proper. All of these things that I think I layered onto myself. I'm shedding it.
So Patrice, like, if you're cool, like, with it, I'll come join you in here. So, because I appreciate you just being real about it, and like, one of the things I find is I'm like, I never want to leave my people like hanging out on their own. When you talk about like the compliance and stuff, what's going on? What came to me was my days as an actuarial consultant, right? So I was working at a big four consultant group, doing actuarial work, which was like very much like math, probability. We are the lesser known accountants, in a sense, like I feel and what was playing with me, like, it's something, there's something you've been saying that's been working on me in the back of my mind, which is like, you talked about modulation, like having a module, like, and then you talk about protectedness and openness, and it took me back to the actuary days, and thinking about, but like the experience people had of me, which was that when I told them I was an actuary, they would like literally, they would, most of them didn't know what it meant, like realistically, or what it was. But then when I did tell them what they were, they're like, you really? And it was it was like out of the box that they would have imagined me in, right? And as I'm hearing you, this is like actually a curiosity question here, but it's like, I like, a part of me wonders, like what if they got that? What if they got like your version of that, where they're like, I guess my thing is like, what if you just kept going with it? Like, instead of like having to modulate, is there that space to go do it? And like, you don't have to answer that right now. This is me in the space of like, oh, I wonder what the unmodulated version would be, because it's because
I
the thing is,
do
yeah, because it's like, I guess as you're talking, it's like, I think the reason it's making me think about the actuary thing is like, I'm like, I was already different enough. You get what I'm saying? And so like, being 0.1% different or being 150% different, like, was still different, And so that's what's coming in here, where I'm like, what if What if there was no modulation necessary? What if they're just like, oh, yeah, we get really great work done with Patrice. And it's just, and like when we celebrate, there's like, reggae music playing and like
Yeah.
dance hall music. Like that's like she that's what she sends us
Yeah.
when we win something. What are your
Yeah.
thoughts?
You know, God, I would love would yeah, well, so let me say that there are people that get to see the unmodulated Patrice. So yes, my children, absolutely. You know, my good lady friends, they get to see the unmodulated Patrice. My partner, who I'm seeing, he gets to see the unmodulated Patrice, and that's why he's my partner. And so, but I'm starting to become that unmodulated person in a client call. So typically, you know, coming from a certain environment, the way you would be buttoned up when you're engaging with a client and, you know, all of that prep work and things that at least that I used to do to myself in, you know, in other environments, I don't feel the need to do that anymore because I'm becoming more comfortable. I can be unmodulated Patrice. You know, I can. Yeah, and so I guess that's why I mean that I'm actually coming out of the box and I don't feel like I need to modulate myself
That's
anymore.
cool.
So yeah, so
Can I
thanks
ask?
for happening.
Yeah, no, can I ask like some what are some of like the ways that your clients have benefited from you like showing up unmodulated?
Well, first of all, because I still work in client in compliance, right? So first of all, they're coming to me, they're concerned about this thing, and they know that there's the, you know, they've hired my firm to make sure that they comply. So the benefits are, you know, there's some tension lifted from the meetings, right? Because now they're not, you know, I can drop a joke if I want to. I can drop some, you know, Jamaican slang if I want to. I can drop some, you know, whatever it is, I can be myself and they feel comfortable. You know, I remember one time I had a meeting with a client who had what we would call subawardees. You know, you probably know this term. And you know, one particular subawardee was insistent on certain things, and I had to just be like, you know, look, of course, I was never rude. I will never be rude, but really break it down and help them to understand. So I understand where you're coming from, but the rules are the rules, and you know, it is what it is. And I remember my client saying at the end of the meeting, "Thank you so much for breaking it down and for being, you know, your raw self, raw in, you know, in the expression, certainly not in anything that was, you know, negative." And so I think that those are the benefits. They can feel, they can know that they're engaging with a person that is, you know, a human just like they are, that has layers just like they are. I may come, you know, I may come talking about per the regulations, but at the same time, I can, you know, I can break it down and be a sister girl just like everyone else.
Yeah, and I'm imagining myself right now as I'm seeing that in there, just like the like a sense of like being able to relax as well, like coming in and be like, all right, I like how do I say it? I my picture when I hear compliance, I feel stodginess. Like I've noticed that like there's a certain thing that you do when like your body gets into like a place where you're like I have to be on. It's like I feel like there's not a lot of room, and I also almost feel like this is me here, right? But like that I'm gonna get caught for something I didn't even know I was doing, one, and that
Yeah.
like all my hopes and dreams are gonna like go down the path because like I'm actually sitting here with an adversary on the other side, someone who doesn't want to see me get this thing done, because it because so much is involved with compliance or red tape or all that stuff there.
Yeah.
And there's something that I'm feeling at like to be able to like to be able to hear what you're saying, it just feels like, oh, I can relax. Like I if my if I'm not perfect, this person is not gonna like, be Inspector 27 and be like, well, that's a red, that's a red, something like that.
Yeah.
Let me know. Like this is up
Overdue.
over. Yeah, exactly. Like
Yeah.
I'm imagining this, right? So being there, but like I'm imagining this from my own standpoint here. How much of that would you say is like in alignment with some of the what you experience with your clients, like maybe you can switch me to like an actual situation where it comes in. But I'm thinking about the real benefits. I'm like, oh, that would help me a lot just to even just be good with the whole process.
Yeah, I mean, so I, you know, I'm, if I answer, I think I answer your understand your question correctly. Basically, you'd like to know what are some of the things that I do with the clients. So we'll give you an example of that. Well, Did I understand your question? I understand.
That's it's it was less that, like, if there's some things you want to put in around that, I'll be happy to hear it. But I'm still just like in the benefit element of it all, right? And part of the reason I'm in here is because we have a community, an amazing community of outliers who do things differently. And a lot of us are going through our unmasking process, right? And at the same time, like, it's easy to sit to hear it being said. It's easy to say it, but it's not always easy to live it. And I think what I like to do is just like give some examples of some of like the wins that have happened. Like, I mean, as much as we're talking right now and you're like, I'm an open book and I'm making these shifts here, and maybe we need to go there. Maybe that'll be a place of that will help you. It's like, it's not necessarily an easy path to choose this, And so I think part of the underlying question, the thing underneath my question, is like, can you help us see some of the benefits that you've been getting and how it translates into like the external world? Some of the benefit of you choosing to let what's happening on the inside be seen externally, and how that continues to pay to provide benefits for you in that external arena. Does that make sense? That's the underlying part of it.
It does. And so, well, I would say one of the benefits is, probably what you were mentioning when we first met is that you say in your interaction with me, it seems to be frictionless. Now, imagine I'm the primary compliance director for an organization. And so I'm the one that has to say, unfortunately, no, we can't, the terms and conditions, so and so. I'm the one forcing the organization to color within the lines. And so, now I am allowing myself to color outside of the lines and be myself, because I was that person that had to put everyone else in a box, and now I'm allowing myself to, just be more free in the way that I express myself, and I would even say find out more of who I am without all of these layers that I think I had on for a long time. So those are just some of the ways that I can think that it's showing up externally. I think I'm also more open to different types of feelings and different types of experiences. Fear is something that is being minimized, all the time. I think the biggest thing, to be honest, now that I mention it, the biggest breakthrough is probably caring less what people think.
Tell me
That's
more.
always, yeah, that was always as confident as I've always considered myself to be. I always cared too much what people thought. And that's probably why I put myself in the box. I had to, and so, yeah. So I think that's probably what is happening is that I'm caring less about what people think and being okay with it.
What you can't see, so. Patrice, what's happened is I'm recognizing my breathing has changed, right? My breathing has gone from being more shallow breathing to more like deeper breathing. I'm literally just like breathing you in right now in my own way. The inside of me is having this like there's like a celebration that's happening inside of my heart right now. Like my heart, like it's just like, okay, to be. So I'm a recovering people pleaser, right? I'm a recovering people pleaser. I'll talk like. When I meet with my clients, I'll say to them, I'm here to serve you rather than please you. And you'll see this, like when we do like a part two, I'll even say it. What most people don't know though, is that like, it's not because I'm trying to like, it's very much in the interest of the person in front of me, but it's also because I am trying to create an agreement with myself through this here that I won't go back to my people pleasing tendencies, that I'm not just going to go and give you what you want to hear. And instead, I'm going to make an agreement, like you said, that this, like I told you, this is how I was going to show up for you, up from a place of serving you, and it would be out of integrity for me to do anything less. And so, as you're talking about this, these are some of the things that come up for me here, because it's like personally, there's a huge resonance with that element of like just caring less about. When people say this, someone said, I think this is the quote, is, I care so much, I don't care. Right? I care so much, I don't care. And the way that I interpret that is, it is so important to me. Like your success is so important to me that I don't care if you don't like the way I deliver it. I don't care if it's here. Like I'm going to deliver it in a way that that you will be able to receive it. But that might mean that our relationship is like strained or that like whatever, like, but I care, like I can be in that place to deliver on that level, you know? And so there's just things that you're saying that are they're what's it called? Playing like specific strings. I'm like, oh yeah, I get this. This feels good. This feels good.
Good, good. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't realize that. It just came out.
Yeah. It's an interesting way of having conversation, I would say here, because like there's a lot of reflection, right? On in by spaces. And it's oftentimes you make it easy, Patrice. But the thing here is like, look, we get that you've been really successful in what you do and you're very, very good at what you do. And then to couple that on with the process of unmasking and then not just having it at being in your own internal journey, but being in a place of taking them externally. Like this is what like being an outlier is really about. It's like there's something that we have to offer to this world, you
Absolutely.
know? And like what I love is like when you came, you said your client came to you in that sub-awardee story where they came to you and they thanked you. You know, I think this is something that like doesn't really, you don't really know until you start to experience it, that it's like it's one thing to push a part of you away and it's another thing to embrace it, but it's another thing when like other people are like, this is actually a gift. This part of you is a gift. And that's wild. So like I'll be curious for you like about that experience for you. Like it seemed like something just went through you at that moment. What popped in your mind?
No, I was actually thinking about how, as a result of that interaction and others, you're right. When a person is that compliance person, right? And it's so interesting that you put it that way because I'd never thought about it. That it could be perceived that the person on the other line, such as someone like me, would be an adversary to there to point out all the things that they may not be doing right. At the same time, they came to us to help them do everything right. But that still can be an uncomfortable place. I think that for a lot of leaders, and I hadn't thought about this before just now, for a lot of leaders, coming to someone that provides our services is an admission that, hey, I don't have it all figured out and I need you to help us do that. And I think, yes, consultants exist in a lot of different ways, but I think when it comes to something as important as how well can you manage your money, specifically money from this funder, and then having to admit that we don't know, it's really, really challenging. So right before our meeting, I had a call with a client, and this client is staffed by a number of PhDs and all the and for them to come and say, we don't know where to start, we don't know where to go. I'm realizing that for them, that is something that, first they have to admit and then find someone to help them. And so my job, especially during the first meeting and all of our meetings, is to kind of pull that tension level down. So I'm thinking to today, and I didn't realize that I do this. Sometimes I'll say things during our meeting. I may be asking things like, where are you and so, what are the priorities? And they'll answer, and I'll say, okay, cool beans. That may not seem like a lot, but it to me, that humanizes me, and it adds some levity. It just adds some lightness to the discussion. I do that because that's who I am. That's who I am, but at the same time, I make sure to allow that part of me to come out because it kind of it just breaks up the tension in sometimes in a meeting like that where you have all these things that can be exposed about the organization.
Patrice, I appreciate you. I think there's a way that you, yeah, right now that's like the first thing that's been like, oh, I really appreciate being in space here. Just that component of what it takes for someone to walk into the door with you. So let me ask you now here. We're gonna switch gears. We're kind of like I want to look a little bit ahead for you, right? And I'm curious about like what's coming next. So like there's the unmasking right here. We can ask about it. Mostly I'm interested in from your standpoint, but and you know I mean, you have a lot going on right now. We've actually focused. I'm realizing like I don't want to miss this here because we talk mainly about like your business right here and about your own personal journey here. But like, there's some big projects that you're also bringing out to life and working on it. So do you mind bringing some of that into our space?
So I would say maybe around year two of my business, and even before then, I think it just became more real and more possible in about year two of my business. I said, you know what? I've always wanted to have an impact in Jamaica, the country where I'm from, and I've always had some ideas about what that looks like. So the first idea and thought that I, you know, and not idea and thought, but this first thing that I always thought about was I wanted to open, establish, basically run through some kind of public-private partnership with the Jamaican government, a domestic violence retreat, not a domestic violence shelter, so to speak, but a domestic violence retreat for women. I'm sure they exist in the country. Typically, places like this, even the United States, you know, they're not really advertised anywhere. Their addresses aren't going to be on their website, and that's for obvious reasons, because sometimes when women leave those kinds of relationships, you know, obviously you want to make sure that that's not something that the person that they may be running from can easily find online, for example. But the point I'm making is, I want to you know, establish one in Jamaica. That's just something that I've always wanted to do. Not I want to, I will. I already know the location. I've seen it several times. It's in my mind. The vision is there. And you know, I plan on putting that into action very, very soon. And then I also want to, as a result of being in business and also understanding that a lot of developing countries, you have more brilliant people than you have actual jobs, right, or occupations. And so a lot of times these brilliant people in these developing countries, and mine being one of them, you have a lot of entrepreneurs that may be selling their wares on the street, or maybe whatever the case may be, they are trying to create their jobs. Now, what if you were to establish a youth incubator for, you know, an incubator for young people, a business incubator for young people? And that is another thing that I definitely will be putting into action. I should probably be, by the end of this year, certain things will be put in place to make that a reality as well. So those are the things that are a part of a larger, you know, some things I want to change in terms of in you know, things I want to actually bring about some change. And those have been my goals for a number of years.
Well, I really appreciate it. Like, let me ask you this because like you've been so generous with like your process of unmasking and things like this. What do you feel like as like the transformations that you've been going through over the last four years? How do you see that contributing to the success of bringing both of these visions to life? Like, and here goes something I get about you. You're like, I see it, I visit it, I know the place, all that. And you're like, I'm very task oriented. So no matter what, both of those things were going to come to life, right? So I get that. I'm curious about the distinction, like what would either be different around the process of building it, or what do you think might be different now, like with in how it actually comes to life, or what comes to life as a result of this, now that you're going through your own unmasking process as well. Like the person building it is a different person than, even though the actions might be the same.
Yeah, that's a good, very, very good point. So you're absolutely right. Because I'm task oriented, and because I typically am able to find this, you know, a way to do what I aim to do, you know, yes, I definitely believe it's going to come, they both are going to come to fruition. However, this unmasking process makes it so that whatever challenges I may have to experience, whatever, you know, I'll care, you know, I think I'll be better prepared because I'm already going through my unmasking process. Maybe I can relate to people better as a result because I'm not coming and approaching them as like this stodgy compliance person. I can speak to them as the true, you know, the Patrice that's, you know, I wouldn't say is sitting before you today, because I believe that I'll even evolve even further and maybe be able to you know, build partnerships, build stronger partnerships, broader partnerships, more partnerships because of the process I'm going through now. So that I believe that everything I'm going through now is preparing me for that purpose. And that purpose is my purpose truly, I believe, is to actually bring about that youth business incubator to life, and definitely to establish a domestic violence retreat for women. And even beyond that, just bring more of those, bring th those both of those topics to the fore. Make sure, try to influence public discussion about those topics.
But Patrice, like I'm deeply appreciative of you and our conversation here. Thank you for this for showing up. I had no clue where the conversation was going, and you created an openness that I hadn't expected to feel. So thank you.
You're
You also
welcome.
reminded me here, you got me closer, another step closer to like, oh, I think this is more of what it is. You know, like there's just this this is an ongoing process of reading in public, you know. I talk a lot about like this, my body of work, and this has been a really important conversation and contribution towards that for me, as well as like putting this into the context and space of like what the journey looks like beyond the external parts, like because our people know how to get things done. It's like who you are being on the inside, how that makes a difference, how that continues to make a difference here. I believe in you, and I'm sure there are a number of people here who believe in you as well. So, you know, whether they are looking to get involved in any of your future projects, whether they're looking to continue down the path and find out things from a client perspective, like what's the best way, or what are the best ways for people to continue the journey in Patrice's world?
Wow. So, well, if they're interested in our services, the company, our client consulting company, it's grantsworks.com, grantsworks.com. But I think, following me, Patrice, it's basically at Patrice A. Davis on Instagram. You can certainly find me on LinkedIn. Again, Patrice A. Davis on LinkedIn. But yeah, I think it's probably best to start to get to know me on LinkedIn, the person. And then if they happen to be interested in our services, they can certainly find out more there. But yeah, so I would definitely start with LinkedIn.
All right, awesome. And we put these into the show notes and descriptions afterwards. So this easy one click just to get in there. Patrice, let me ask you two last questions to end up for today. The first one is, what was your biggest insight from any part of our conversation today?
I would say the biggest insight is realizing that I put myself into that box. I put myself into the box, and that box, I entered that box because I cared too much what people thought. I think that's the biggest insight. And yeah. So it's been my own personal struggle. It's interesting because I think I kept saying, well, at least my thinking was I was reacting to society's demands on me. But I believe that we have now, I understand in this conversation, in this moment, that regardless of what the societal pressure is, we have a choice, and we either make the choice to con to con could again, it's so interesting. I do believe I've always thought myself as a nonconformist, but I have clearly decided to make decisions about who to become, and as a result, kind of, restricted myself as a result. So yeah, I would say that those are, that's the biggest breakthrough.
Well, like Patrice, I appreciate everything you brought to the table. We're gonna end up with the last question here, which is we call the time capsule question. You're still in the unmasking process. You're gonna keep unmasking like who you're gonna be like later. It's gonna be different, and it's gonna be more you than you are right now. What's a message that you'd like to leave for yourself in this moment that you might want to be reminded of 10 years from now? So something that you know now that you're like, ooh, this would actually be important to not forget.
Wow, that's a good one. I would say, like 10 years from now, a message that I would like would I would say, relax. This is just a part of the process to get to where I am now.
With that, we will conclude our conversation here. Patrice, I appreciate you. Thank you for bringing all of you to this conversation. I can't wait to see even more of you as it goes along. We are connected. I am in your corner. Like, keep letting me know how we can like keep growing and keep building out what you're building out here. Thank you for showing up the way that you do.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for helping me unbox even more.
Jenny on.